What's up, Bang Gang? This is Corey Vincent here for Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, come sail away with us, and our newest sponsor, Antlion Audio. Hear the roar. Now, we have a great show for you lined up right now. This is the weekend show. It's the holiday season, so we're giving by more episodes. We record these shows live on Twitch and then post them up here for you. Now, this episode took place on a Saturday that was before Sunday, which was the Sacramento Gamers Expo. Sacramento Gamers Expo was a day Video Game Bang will remember forever. We have to be honest here. We are so thankful to everyone who stopped by our booth, hung out with us and Macy, everyone who subscribed to the show. We had some big winners for some amazing prizes from our sponsors, and the panel was on fire. Special thank you to Andre Meadows. You may know him as Black Nerd Comedy on YouTube. He joined us for the panel kind of last minute, but it worked so well. And instead, this Wednesday, no new show. We're going to take the week off, but we are going to post up the live audio from the live episode from Sacramento Gamers Expo. And please do not miss it. It was bananas. Bonkers. That's the only way I can describe it. It was off the chain. You will not believe some of the things that people had to say. But it was all in fun. I have to just say, on behalf of myself and Aaron and the whole VGB team, thank you to everyone who subscribed on Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, SoundCloud this last week. It's been probably our best week. We met some amazing people at the con. Sean Long was great as always. Roger Craig Smith was a gem. Man, so many people to name, I can't even get to them all. Trent, Agent P. Man, some new cosplayers we ran into, and Macy Rose, such great con partner, loved her. So we have a great episode for you. Steven Gutierrez, David Webb, Aaron's hosting, I'm there, all that and much more on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real. You are listening to Sacramento's number one gaming and geek podcast, the Video Game Bang, live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Brought to you by Corsair Gaming. Come sail away with us. And Antlion. I got nothing. Steven?
Really? I sent you the message. It's hear the roar.
Antlion, hear the roar.
There you go.
And they need to have like an ant's head with like a lion's roar. That would be dope, actually. Like, what is it, the MGM type of signal?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it. You got to have that type of thing. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday. The VGB just got back from something that was a blending of cultures, foods, and what else am I thinking of?
Nerddom.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
I was going to say
nerd-dom.
Nerdgasm for
nerd-gasm,
some reason.
Yes. Yeah. As you guys know, coming up soon, we are going to be at Sac Gamers Expo. So if you're in the Sacramento area, if you're in the California area, if you're in the United States, you should be coming out tomorrow just to check us out. But let me introduce who's on the panel today, everybody. We got Steven Gutierrez, long time.
What up, people?
He hasn't been on the weekend show in a long time.
And
in a what's age?
In a minute.
Yeah, I know what you were thinking. You're racist.
Hey. Could have said something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Had to do moons
exactly.
And rickets.
Terrible.
What?
The real David Webb
heard of
is in the building,
everybody.
I can't even really hear you in my headset.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, I have no sound. I have no fire.
Yeah, he's got no. This is like the fifth element right all over again. Let's turn that mic up. David Webb?
Yeah. Okay.
Pop it, D Man.
Can you guys hear me? Dope. That's the worst nickname ever.
D-Man.
D-Man's not sticking.
Puppet D-Man.
No, Puppet D-Man. Pop that cherry, D-Man.
So, D-Man, what's going on in your neck of the woods? Nothing.
And here's D-Man with the weather. The one, twos, and fives.
So he's hot, hot, hot.
That's so terrible. That's so horrible.
Is this, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, talk right into that microphone.
Right into the microphone.
Yeah, you gotta put your mouth right on it like you're Eminem
what's going
getting
on
ready to spit some hot fire.
Hot.
Mom spaghetti.
Fire.
And hi, everybody. Of course, everybody on the ones and twos, fixing mics like no problem. Corey Vincent, everybody.
Hi.
Wow. That's terrible.
I'm waving like Drake.
If you're at home and you can't see us.
Unless you're having a seizure.
If you're at home and you can't see us, that's because you're not at the live show. You need to be on the live show, which is at Twitch. What, .tv?
Yep. Nailed it.
/video game_bang.
Boom.
Because you can be part of the fifth person that's here every single Saturday and chimes in with the best, best comments. The chat room, everybody. Say hello, chat room.
Hello, chat room.
Hi, chat room.
They are here, and they are swarming inside of the building already. They are just hibernating here.
Shout out to Gaming Since Gaming bringing his crew with him.
Gaming Since Gaming, shout out to you.
Yeah, Gaming Since
Corey's getting all choked up.
I'm getting a little choked up when I think about Gaming Since Gaming.
Do you want a lozenge?
No, I'm good.
Brief thank you to...
What the hell says lozenge?
The,
I can't even say the word.
Not terrible, you.
Terrible. Brief thank brief. Thank you to, I want to say, whoever it was. They'll know in chat. I can't remember if it was Ceramic Dragon or if it was Gaming Since Gaming, Irish on Fire. I can't remember. I'm sorry. But whoever gave me the beta code for Gigantic.
That was Gaming Since Gaming.
Yeah. Gaming Since Gaming. Thank you very much, Gaming Since Gaming. I cannot talk about it. NDA.
In fact, we're screwed now because you said that. You said the name.
I can say I'm playing
you
it. I can say I'm playing it, but I can't say anything about it.
So can you describe the
characters? Nope. Can't describe anything going on.
Listen, Aaron has a bad track record with NDAs. He's gotten us screwed. He's gotten our account on Twitch suspended twice now.
Once? What do you mean twice?
Okay, wait.
Yours was the first one.
I did it once.
Yeah.
I thought it would be funny to, on April Fool's, I set up a webcam on my dogs, and I said I was streaming Watch Dogs. Get it? Right? Yeah, Am I right?
You know who didn't get it? You know Twitch.
Twitch didn't get it. They did not see the humor in it, and we got like a 24-hour ban. I thought it was hilarious. And we had hundreds of viewers.
Hundreds. Watching dogs the whole time.
Have we ever had hundreds of viewers watching us?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, then they'll let Bob Ross go?
Yeah, they'll let Bob Ross fly.
Well, because he's under the creative portion, right? He's under the creative tab?
It's called life. What's more creative than life?
It's a bunch of hipsters. Dogs. That's why they let it go.
Yeah.
No? Well,
it's a fine line, sir. It
was pretty fucked up. Nerd Reactor was promoting it. We had a lot of people. I think the most people we ever had at once was the Resident Evil stream.
Yeah, Resident Evil 1, right?
The remake. Yeah, we had a lot of people on that one.
If you haven't checked out me and Steven playing Resident Evil 5 and you want to hear some bad grammar,
first of all,
the highlights on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And
the rest of the world's been saying that wrong.
No one.
Say it for us, Steven.
What?
Say it. Say the word.
Word?
Yeah.
No, they have to go watch it on the video.
And it's hilarious, everybody. It's a minute long, and I guarantee it will improve your day.
I think there was some herbs in those brownies.
Yeah, I bet you there was. So, like I said, tomorrow we're going to be at SAC Gamers Expo, everybody.
SAC Gamers Expo.
We excited about this?
Oh, hell yeah.
There's going to be video games.
I heard video games are going to be there.
Video games. Voice actors for video games.
And more video games.
The Black Nerd's going to be there?
You're going to be there.
No, trust me. I am not the Black Nerd.
You know,
Sir Aaron Carter's not the Black Nerd.
That was, we...
Black Geek?
I was like, did you see me Mission Impossible crawling around to make sure all the Christmas lights got turned on?
Yep.
So I missed a big chunk of the conversation. Did you talk about the party?
No, we were just about to get that right now.
Oh, let's do it.
So, VGB just got back from a party that one Mr. Sean Long threw right here in Sacramento. Kind of a precursor to tomorrow's big event.
Yeah.
And all the stars came out. We had Steve Aoki. He was there.
Yes, he was on the ones and twos.
We were there.
Sir Aaron Carter's body
Sir
double.
Aaron, yes. Is it Sir Aaron Carter's not body double?
It's not.
Wishes. We had the Black Gaming Nerd, or Black Nerd.
Black Nerd Comedy.
Andre, yep. What's his last name?
Meadows.
Andre Meadows. He was out there playing a little Battlefront when we got there. Of course, Sean Long. He had to show everybody around. You know, he was doing his job as a good host.
Like, this is not to be offensive. It was like Pee-wee's Playhouse. He had so many cool things.
There were more toys there than Toys R Us.
I thought you were going to say Jared Fogle's Jeep.
Wow.
Damn. You've been sitting on that one for...
Actually, top of the head.
He pulls off.
He hasn't been on the show for a while, so I'm going to assume he's been writing some material.
Jared, you're done.
Yes, it works.
You know what I do? Honestly, when I'm not on the show, when I'm driving to work, I'm listening, and I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots, because you guys will be saying, what's the name of that game? And I'm like, oh, it's Centipede. Centipede.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. Say Centipede.
Okay, so back to the party. We're going around. We're mingling around. We got the tour of the whole place. And the first room that you actually walk into, you already see you see Tony Stark's whole Iron Man collection right in front of you.
Yes.
That was the first thing you saw?
The full wall. That's what
you
saw.
You walked right past the full legitimate Batman suit?
I literally didn't see that.
And
came
four
back.
Batmobiles?
I thought Batman was the bodyguard. I was like, holy shit, they went all out. They got Bruce Wayne.
Steven started pulling out his ID to show him.
So on the wall, there was all the Batman, I just was going to say dolls.
Action figures,
whatever.
To get shot,
and they were really detailed. He had like the full blown, you know, this looks like Christian Bale sitting on my wall.
The faces were uncannily, they were creepy.
Yeah, it was good. So we go into the next room, of course. Doesn't really change too much. I mean, it's just a living room.
Every room
but
in
you
the man's
got
house.
More action figures, and then a wall of DVDs, of course.
Those were Blu-rays. So that means they're more expensive.
He had a wall of HD DVDs.
Let's just say the Sean Longs of the world are doing a lot better than the VGBs.
Would you put in the old success rate? Dolls you got on your wall?
First of all, they're action figures.
Have you not been in this room?
That's sad, dude.
Well, I think he gets sent those a lot, though. Yeah. That's what
he does. He's a toy reviewer.
He reviews them on the YouTube.
If that man runs into financial issues, one wall from his house could get him out of any jam.
Well, it's the same thing with like Jay Leno. He has all those damn cars. If he gets into financial issues.
I'm pretty sure cars is one of
the I don't know what the
freaking Tony Stark action figure.
Did you see the Batmobile?
Did you see the Batmobile up top?
I don't know what the street value is on a Ivy Doom Kitty signed poster, but I'm assuming it's not as much as some of those.
Hey. It's probably worth a lot.
The most valuable thing in this room, what do you think it would be, Aaron?
Most valuable thing
in
this room?
Collectible.
That flat screen TV there.
Collectible.
Yeah. Oh, collectible? Oh, okay.
That's collectible.
The chalk in those cans down there.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say this Xfinity internet cable there.
I don't think. The one by the band member guy?
This one right here.
By the Metallica guy?
Yes. This is a limited edition. Limited edition exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con, signed by Mr. Kirk Hammett from Metallica.
I saw Sean Long with three of those under his bed.
One was in the garbage can.
It's like, he keeps sending them to me, but I don't know.
Sean Long poops these.
I keep running out of toilet paper.
He's like,
I'm a fan
of Napster, and he just keeps throwing them.
He's a fan of Napster.
When Sean Long wakes up in the morning, he puts his pants on one leg at a time. Except when those pants are on, he shits these.
Yeah.
Why does he shit in his pants?
When they're off?
Oh, never mind.
Nailed it.
That's so horrible. So all those guys are going to be, all those guys were there. We played some Battlefront. I got to get my hands on it on an extended period of time, and my opinion doesn't change. Good graphics.
Bad game.
Bad game. I mean, I only played the Horde mode? Is that what it was?
Survival. But
survival.
Yeah, basically.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Horde mode. The weapons were whatever. It was just all lasers.
I was about to say it didn't seem like
it didn't seem like there was any difference
besides a scope.
Each one has more power than the other, and the cooldown times vary.
They went ahead and did the old Gears of War reload thing, where you can, you know, what was it called in Gears of War?
Action reload.
I kept seeing. I think it was David burning his hands.
Yeah, probably.
Was that you? Okay, yeah.
It was a cooldown.
It was all right. I mean. For the price, that was what I played. That was a $20 game. $20 game.
Not even.
Is it
online? Yeah.
$20 game.
Is it only online?
No.
No. And see, what was pretty cool, they had split screen. That's what we played.
Yeah, split screen made it pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
No, there's a story campaign?
There's no champagne.
So it's only online.
It's only.
Oh, I switched.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Only multiplayer. Which is sad. Very, very sad.
I hate when games do that.
Because the old ones had a whole story mode with it where you play the little squadron or whatever. It wasn't good.
So seeing you guys play that, I'd rather have played Mean Greens.
Yeah.
I would have rather played that.
That's a really good game. I was so inspired, I wrote an article.
Did you really write an article?
I wrote an article on nerdreactor.com called It's an Opinion Piece saying, go buy the game.
Opinion piece saying go buy the game.
Yeah, that's just it. My opinion. Go fucking buy the game.
Yeah, it's good. Especially that at the price, $10, 10 maps, you know, 10 game modes, 5 weapons. But there's only one that you need to play, which is the rocket launcher.
Yeah, that's the only weapon everybody uses.
There's no incentive not to just start with rocket launcher, get one kill, and then move to another weapon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's a strategy, though. Because, I mean, when you, it's not like you have, like, rocket launcher after rocket launcher. Like, you're just blasting away. It has a cooldown, a pretty good time for a cooldown. Yeah.
Usually you'll die before it comes back.
But it's a good strategy to go out there and try to get that first little blast through wave.
Yeah.
And then, you know, get to an objective or something like that. Some of the game modes are a little weak, but a lot of them are, you know, fun. You know, there's one map.
Wait, which one's weak?
I didn't like the duck one.
Oh, yeah, the duck one is kind of, it's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
The team deathmatch in the tabletop D20 board.
Oh, yeah, the assault.
Very entertaining. Feels like old school Call of Duty. That's how.
Yeah, it's a good map.
Yeah, it's a good map.
I had a lot of fun with the one on the kitchen counter.
Oh, where you got to push the cup. Running.
Yeah.
The cups.
So for people that don't know about the game, it is an army man game where you play with the little green army men or the tan army men, depending on which team, of course, you are on. If they do a free-for-all, you actually rotate through colors for army men. So you
get it's
green,
pretty awesome.
Purple, you know, blue, which I actually kind of like about that because you won't be looking for the same person every single time because everybody's different colors each time they respawn.
There's a link in the chat right now if you want to check out the game. It's on sale right now. It's $14 normally. Came out. It's $10. I bought it for $10, right?
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah, I bought it for $10 too. Yeah.
And it came out like 3 days ago?
Yeah.
I think. Something like that.
Go check it out.
Same dev team that made Ark.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Didn't know that.
Yep. Virtual Basement.
Really?
Pretty much.
And I played Ark. I didn't even know that.
Good graphics too. Like it wasn't anything
it's
that
not
looked
bad.
You know, liked it.
Keyboard and mouse was smashing on you controller guys.
Not gonna lie, it was. I you can feel the difference. Especially when it comes to sniping.
Yeah, sniping definitely.
Sniping, you can feel the difference.
It's a little blocky with the controller, but I think that's expected.
Yeah, and I can't wait for updates to come. You know, I want to see some more game modes thrown into other maps. Like, I mean, you could do some capture the flag.
Yeah, I honestly wish that D20 map
had like all
had
the game
a capture
modes?
The flag.
Or,
yeah,
something. Yeah,
it was dope.
That D20 map to me has done so well, so well. It's like, I don't know. I haven't seen a multiplayer map like that in a long time.
And it's just team deathmatch.
Just
that's
team
the
deathmatch.
Only
the things that did right is awesome map design.
Yep.
Almost the best maps in a shooter in 2015.
Which is crazy.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. Maps are so terrible in video games anymore. I don't know what happened. It used to be so good, but now they suck. And the soundtrack.
Soundtrack is good.
In a stupid way, that soundtrack is brilliant. The cake one.
The birthday cake.
Defend the cake. Defend the cake.
And if you're on the
attack
other side,
the cake. Attack the cake. Yeah. It's so funny.
They did a very good job. Go pick it up on Steam right now, everybody, because you don't want to.
It's,
you know,
it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
I see that hasn't changed.
You didn't want to jump in on that one?
I'm actually regretting my decision to come here now.
Wow.
Because of that.
It sounds a lot better, Steven, when we have the Third Harmony.
It does.
Is that your,
that's
your
why,
boy band?
Yeah.
Third Harmony?
No. And then
that was solid. That was a solid
And then in the middle of the song, Aaron stops and he goes, "I'm sorry, baby."
Terrible. And then we get sued by Boyz II Men and we're all broke.
Yep.
The GBA is bringing one of my favorite games to the virtual console on the Wii U. Metabots, Rakusho, and Metabee version is now available on the Wii U console.
Oh, that game is so dope.
For you guys that are uneducated about this series, it's about a little boy who finds a robot and puts a coin in his back and he comes to life.
A stolen coin?
A stolen, yeah. But this game, what they did on the Game Boy Advance is an old school kind of think Smash Brothers-ish, kind of, except for you're not knocking them off the level.
Oh, no, it's not 1v1.
No, they did either
2v2 teams,
or,
yeah,
they had a little...
Or 3-on-1.
Yeah, and so you would have your base robot, and then whenever you would beat another robot, you could take a part from them.
Ooh.
Yeah, you put it on their arm, their leg, or their back. Or,
cannibalize them.
You didn't win it all the time, though.
Not all the time,
that.
Yeah. Sometimes you had to go and farm for the, you know, the part to try to... Of course, like video games kind of do.
Farm for stuff.
Back when they were good.
But some of them, like you needed some to move quicker through water.
Oh, like, I remember the tail, the fish tail.
Because whenever you try to fight the guy at the water level, you'd be all slow while he's just floating around everywhere.
He whooped your ass until you got that tail.
Until you got that. It was a good game, and I'm glad that they actually brought it back for this generation to actually play it. Hopefully, it's at a good price.
Is it an HD remake, or is it just a straight up?
It's a straight up port. Yeah. That's what I do not like about this. They decided not to do any upgrades. No online play. No, HD remaster type of thing.
But
no,
usually for the...
What's the game called?
It's called Metabots, either Metabee or Rakusho mode. And it just seems like it's a missed opportunity. I know when Wii U and Wii system came out and they did their virtual console, they were like, we're just going to bring back all these old games.
Yeah, it's usually they don't do updates.
Is it based on a cartoon?
Yeah. Based on an anime.
Called Metabots.
With the best referees in the world
of all time. Like, you think Judge Mills Lane was good?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It was this guy.
He would just pop out of nowhere
anytime. Rolling back.
Yeah, anytime a fight was gonna go on, he'd like come out of trash can real quick and be like, all right, I'm the judge here. Metabots. And like, it was just like, where did he come from? How did he even know we were about to get into a fight here? But he had that sixth sense. Yeah. He knows.
It's anime. To try and explain it.
What I would like to see from the Wii or the Nintendo, and this is just my personal opinion.
Your opinion piece?
Going out to Nintendo. Hopefully they can listen. How about we do some minor updates to these older games?
What do you want?
Excitebike. Remember that game?
Yeah, of course.
You can build levels in Excitebike. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Back in the day?
Back in the day.
Holy shit.
Back in the day, you can build tracks. Whoa. All right.
Why
can't we upload some of those tracks online for other people to download?
Fucking
like why not?
This is Machiavellian shit.
Aaron online right play should just be base.
That was the whitest version anybody's ever said that in the history. Sorry, Aaron, go ahead and continue. I just had to make that known.
So online play should be base for these type of games. If you're bringing back an old school game, like because if you think about Microsoft did it, they brought back Perfect Dark. And they threw online on there, and the fans rejoiced.
Did they?
Yeah, they I heard them rejoice.
Rejoice about what?
Did we?
Yeah, they rejoiced somewhat. But, I mean, think about it. If they're going to throw all these GBA games on there that did have multiplayer, but you had to go and buy that cord and be connected to somebody, like, 2 feet away from you.
No, it had infrared.
Nobody will ever know.
Oh, yeah, it did have infrared.
Yeah.
Nobody used it. Nobody had it.
A perfect line of sight.
Exactly.
You couldn't jerk and move around.
Who's jerking while they're playing
GBA? Always jerking.
Everybody. Every time Pokemon battle, you want to cheat, you just like jerk your Game Boy a little
bit.
Wow. I can't play.
Oh, you missed.
I can't play video
games. Oh, yours unplugged. You lost.
Yeah. I can't play games without jerking.
That's terrible. That is horrible.
The dance move. Not.
But if they did an upgrade, so like these games on the Wii U Virtual Console, I think they're like $5 maybe. If they upgraded and did some more, I can see them throwing it out there for $10.
What do you think, Aaron? We got a message from chat because we're talking redos, right? Yeah. Final Fantasy VII getting updates.
Well, let's just go on to the
show notes.
Yep.
What?
Show
this is from Gaming Since Gaming. Says, big question. Thoughts on making Final Fantasy VII episodic?
Okay, so Final Fantasy VII Remake will be broken up into episodes. Let's go on right to it.
Does he have a notes?
He might have the notes,
Did you send him notes? Do we have a spy?
We might have a spy in the midst.
It's Webb.
Good.
This is an old game.
Spy Cam Webb.
That people love so much. Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, yeah. This is rabid fans.
Steven owns the game still.
I do. Two copies.
Two copies.
One on my PS3 and the actual one from PS1.
The actual three-disc version.
Yes.
Three discs, everybody. Yeah. People used to have binders. Don't you play? Because there were so many games on the PlayStation that you needed multiple discs for.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. People used to have the little flippers, yeah.
Oh, man, that's this memories.
So Sony comes out with the Sony Experience, and they show you Final Fantasy VII Remake, HD graphics, new battle system. Everybody has their old little gamergasm, and they're like, oh, my God, this is what we've been waiting for. And then they come out a couple of days later and said, hold on, because you might not like this. At least they were honest as well.
No, they were blind. Everybody had their boners out, and they were like, yes, it's happening, but they didn't read the fine print, you scum.
Didn't know Sony
read
came out.
Read the fine print.
They had their boners.
It was rock hard.
Sony came out and said, hey, this is going to be episodic. So
sons of a month.
How do you split a game like that into episodes?
Just the same way you split it into three different discs.
Oh.
But they did come out with a statement for it. And I quote.
And I quote.
And I quote.
Rate from this politician's.
Yoshinori.
Let's just have Gaming Since Gaming do it, since I think he either wrote the notes for you or Shame Webcam.
Shame Webcam.
Was an informant.
Yoshinori Kitase, I think is how you say his name. The director of the original, our director and the producer of the remake. Says one thing that we wanted to be clear about during this weekend at the to accompany the new trailer was the scale of the project. We wanted to tell you this now and not in the future so that you'd share our vision of what we want to deliver. The biggest reason why we hadn't done a remake until now is because the massive undertaking to reconstruct Final Fantasy VII from the ground up with the current technology. Producing a proper HD remake of Final Fantasy VII that maintains the same feeling of density of the original would result in a volume of content that couldn't possibly fit into one installment. So what he's saying, to sum all that jargon up, is this game is so massive, so huge, that with current technology, with all the graphical upgrades, with all the code that we have to put in.
It has to be episodic.
It has to be. We don't have the know-how to put this on one Blu-ray.
We have the technology.
What's this guy's name?
His name is Yoshinori Kitase.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Because you're full of shit, for one.
So there's a new battle system, of course. There's HD, probably 4K, whatever, graphics.
5K.
5K. You know, 6K. Let's throw it. 1700K. Let's go crazy, Web.
1738K. Yeah.
Are we just saying his high numbers now?
Yeah, we're just going, yeah.
A million K.
Yeah, a million K.
Do I win now?
Infinity K.
That's ridiculous.
He won. Wow.
Literally a cosplayer that is dressed like Cloud will jump into your living room swinging swords.
They're just going to reenact the whole thing.
Yeah, just reenact it in Kabuki theater mode. That's what they're going to do.
Unless you have a PS3, then it's Shadow Puppets.
And he's saying that... All that, with all those factors, we can't jam it into an HD DVD.
Do we know the
full of crap.
The time frame between these episodes?
That's a month. No, we don't.
6 months.
No.
Gaming Since Gaming says a year.
Oh,
no, he's hypothesizing.
I think he's hypothesizing.
Gaming Since Gaming in the chat room. If you are hypothesizing, please say so, because you have almost... Busted a blood vessel in Steven's artery over here.
Blink twice.
I'm disappointed in chat today because, as many of you know, I love mixed martial arts, and there's a massive fight happening, the biggest one of the year, and
no one's watching.
Holy shit! I just read an update, and Conor McGregor, the Irishman, the loudmouth, knocked out Jose Aldo in the first round.
Conor McGregor, he's of the McGregor clan.
Then that was expected, correct?
Yep. No. Jose Aldo's been undisputed number one pound for pound for years. No one's beat him in years. He's undefeated since he's been in the UFC. One of the longest active championship streaks. McGregor just talks a lot of shit, and he backed it up by beating.
Was he going to be on the cover of UFC?
Now he is now.
Whoever is Ronda got knocked out?
He's lost everything then.
Wow.
That's because it's all fixed, Corey.
It's not fixed.
Dana White pays them. It's like wrestling. You're going to lose. Khan is going to kick you in the face.
I remember when my uncles told me that wrestling was fake, and it broke my heart.
Well, I'm not your uncle, but I will break your heart. It's fake.
Back to Final Fantasy VII and the gaming news.
Sorry, everyone.
It's speculating.
It's speculating.
Yeah.
So it's all speculation.
So put that blood vessel back.
But
there we go.
Steven, you were talking about this earlier. There's three discs for the original.
Yeah.
How many hours on one disc? What are you playing?
Endless. It was like playing Fallout on each disc on the PS1. There was so much to do.
So are we expecting that same type of endlessness in episode one?
It was ridiculous. Yeah, but you know what they're gonna do? First of all, they're gonna milk this. Dry. Like, your first mission is going to be that whole Shinra beginning part. And it's going to end after you beat that damn crab boss or whatever tank thing that they showed from the trailer.
Yeah,
that's where it's going to end. And they're going to end and be like, oh, bye, episode two coming 6 months from now.
Too...
And then they're going to keep milking it. I'm telling you.
Forgive my retardedness when it comes to Final Fantasy, but is it an open world game?
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you go back to an area, do you need to put the old disc back in or something?
With the old ones, I think once you got to a certain point.
No,
because it was always open world.
You can go back. I believe you can go back. It's just like story and everything continues.
So is there, you said you played endless hours. Is it end game stuff? Is it you like you beat the game?
No,
and
once you beat the game, you beat the game.
Yeah.
There was an ending.
Okay.
But there's a tragedy.
And then a 7 minute.
To my story with Final Fantasy.
End story.
What?
Breaks my heart every time I talk about this.
Eris dies.
So I get, well, no. That, I never used her anyway. I didn't care.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. I got to the end of the game and I'm ready to fight the boss. I save it. I leave it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to save this. Next day happens. I go back to play. The file's gone.
Corrupted or just gone?
It's gone.
How did that
happen?
Off
my memory card. To this day, nobody has confessed to deleting it or anything.
For some reason, there was a Crash Bandicoot save file right over
you
it.
All laugh. But that day, the innocence and everything died.
So that's when Go F Yourself was
born. When Go Fuck Yourself.
That's true. We didn't have the cloud, so if you lost a file or something went away, it was gone forever.
My blocks were deleted.
I have a friend. She just got her PlayStation 2 up and running again, and she sent me a picture of her save file that she had from years ago on her Spyro, the dragon. And she's going to play it and enjoy it.
Cherish it, girl.
I told her
one day it'll be deleted and you won't know who did it.
She's like, I've been craving to play Grand
Somebody
Theft
was murdered that day, guys. Terrible. And it was never solved.
But, I mean, so if think about it this way, because this is a lot of people's favorite game. What is one of your favorite games, old school games, Webb?
Banjo-Kazooie.
I was going to say, he started playing games
yesterday,
6 months ago.
Yeah.
So if they took Banjo-Kazooie and they just brought it out episodic, the first one.
I'd be pissed. I'd be pretty pissed
you
off.
You get Kazooie, and then all of a sudden it's like it ends.
Go buy number two, you know, next August. That's what you got to wait
that'd
for.
That'd be pretty effed up.
They're gonna do it. I'm telling you. They're going to milk it until this cow is dry.
But that's so are you going to buy it, though?
Yes, because I'm a sucker. You don't understand. Like, this game, as stupid as it sounds, is I actually learned how to read playing this game.
Well, you had to read, or you just weren't playing this game.
I was like, oh, hashtag. Before it was even...
There's so much
Barrett
dialogue
would
in there.
Freaking cuss.
Hey! Jacksepticeus fan! 1234 just got banged. Steven, did you know about the thing we do when we get new followers?
Yes.
Yes, he does know.
I saw a video.
Whoever made the GIF, that was perfect.
Someone made a GIF. All right, here we go. This is for Jacksepticeus.
Wait, which way is it going? I'm new at this.
It's Corey, Aaron...
You. Me.
Webb.
Okay.
Whoa!
Did it look good? Delayed.
Surprise one.
Did it look good? I don't.
Yeah, it looked great. You did fine.
So
wait.
No, I was so unenthused. I seen it. I just go.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Oh, no, we did it right.
Yeah, we did it right.
Corey, Aaron, Steven.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Okay,
it right.
okay. We're good.
Webb, are you gonna buy? You got a PS4 now. Final Fantasy VII. Never played it before.
I've never played Final Fantasy.
So then it's a brand new game.
Yeah.
So as a new person.
Yeah.
New gamer to this?
I can jump in at 7.
I would say play it. You know why? Because I'm going to play it and I'm going to be biased as hell.
Yeah, and I want
to
see the difference.
You play it and you compare your experience to mine's.
Am I going to miss anything by not playing 1 through 6?
No. It's its own separate. Each Final Fantasy is its own separate.
Yeah.
Except
the
for
numbers
like
in Final Fantasy are as useless.
They are.
As
your college degrees.
Joke's on you. I got no college degree.
Wow. That made a lot of people sad. I know that too. It is just a piece of paper.
Okay.
I was hoping for another Subway joke, but good job, Steven.
Terrible.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, the numbers don't mean anything.
Oh, yeah, they all play it.
Yeah, you can play all different ones. It doesn't matter.
I'm like, there's no way in hell am I
there's
going
so
back
much
and
that,
six games.
That they don't explain with this game. Like, where's the materia system?
That's another
Where's
thing.
The,
Like,
I was watching a video, and they were trying to break down all the scenes and the frames. And
Yeah,
it's like, now you have, like, small limit breaks that are, like, critical hits. Since
how do you do the material system in episodic form, too? That means you get carrying over material? What if I forgot one back at, you know?
I want to know whose idea it was. Who was like, oh, fuck, let's just put it in episodes.
It was goddamn EA. They were like, episodic? Run, Jeff. We ruined them.
That's terrible. Let's move on, people. I woke up the other day and went to work like every other red-blooded American.
Did you put your pants on and then shit in your pants like Sean Long apparently?
Shit dolls in his pants.
That was later on in the day. And then I got a little message on my phone saying, hey, the new trailer for X-Men Apocalypse is out. And some told me not to watch this at all. I was like, just put your phone down.
Was it the devil and the angel?
Stay away from this. You already hate all the other ones in the franchise. Don't watch this.
I didn't watch it until tonight when you said, hey, watch this before the show.
And you are a fortunate man for that.
Were you like, what is this? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's like you're watching Two Girls, One Cup all
Fox
over again.
Fox has unveiled the first trailer for the X-Men Apocalypse set in the 1980s. That already right there pissed me off.
Why? It's a great time.
So anyway.
When did the other ones take place?
They were back in the
70s? In the 50s.
Was it the 50s?
The X-Men First Class was the 50s.
So stupid. So against my better judgment, and I do this from time to time, against my better judgment, I do things. I went ahead and clicked the link. Watch this abomination of a freaking movie.
No way.
Play out.
Really?
We've all seen this trailer. We have all seen this trailer.
Yes.
in this room. Number one gripe, Apocalypse. He's already the dumbest looking character in the movie, next to long-haired hippie Charles Xavier.
He's like, oh, I'm going to read your mom.
Yeah, no, I don't care. Second gripe, Jean Grey.
Yeah.
From
I keep waiting for her to get, like,
Game of
raped
Thrones.
By
Juggernaut.
Oh.
Like something's going to happen, and I'm like,
now,
no.
That's terrible.
Sansa.
She sounds like Sansa in the damn movie.
That's horrible.
It is. It's basically Sansa.
Why does she have an English Sansa accent and she's supposed to be American Jean Grey?
It's British.
Gripe number three, Mystique.
Well, you don't like Jennifer
Lawrence?
You're
good, you're bad.
You don't like Jennifer Lawrence?
Thank you. You're good, you're bad. What are you?
Make up your mind,
Jennifer
woman.
Lawrence.
No.
You know that whatever, it's like she's got Siler syndrome.
No, I didn't like Siler.
Yeah, no one did.
So
but
what the hell we got her in there
but
for?
The creators.
She's so hot.
And she's
right
so
now.
Hot. All
right.
Exactly. All right. She's all right. Trending.
All right. Mr. Webb, go ahead.
raise his hand like a little schoolboy?
Yes, he did.
Because I'm not going to interrupt and get yelled at again.
Wow.
In Days of Future Past, don't they erase what happens so then she becomes good?
So let's say I make a very bad series. 1, 2. And then 3.
And
then number 4, I erase it all. And then number 5, I come and shat on everything again. Is that what you're...
No,
that's
no.
That's what we're talking about? A fifth
I'm not
shat?
Justifying it. I'm just trying shat, to man. Understand the thought process. Is that... Because I think in Days
that's
of Future Past, didn't she become good?
No.
I think...
No?
She was still bad.
She was still bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Magneto shot her, and she still wants to have his babies.
But I thought that was the point of the Apocalypse arc. Like, all the good guys and bad guys realize that this dude is, like, really bad, so we gotta work together with the Brotherhood and stuff.
In a way, that's the way they could have spun it, but that's not the way they're
going
to. Yeah,
it doesn't seem like
that. It looks like...
No, because she's on with the good guys the whole time.
Yeah, she's with the good guys the whole time. And then it looks like there's four... His four horsemen are Magneto, Archangel, Storm, for some god-awful reason.
And then Jubilee.
Which brings me to my fifth gripe.
Psylocke.
Which brings me to my fifth gripe. Jubilee in her raincoat. Like, they flash her on there like she's, you know, like that's the moment. Everybody's going to be like, oh, whoa. Now we can have a 4th of July, finally.
Like, cute.
Come on.
Hans forgot to buy the $49 package over here.
Like, it's an altogether. I don't know if you guys watched the original Fox 40 X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the voice of Apocalypse?
No.
When you hear him and his monologue, they actually have stuff on YouTube that kind of delve like the best lines from Apocalypse. And they show, like, really clips of the Fox 41. And they go into detail on, you know, the presence that he brought to that. Like, he believed he was the one. Like, he was more conceited than Kanye. Like, he was, I am
Yo,
Apocalypse.
Xavier, I'm going to let you finish.
Exactly.
But Magneto over here.
Yeah. But I'm going to destroy the world.
Oh, so you're getting a lot of salty Aaron comments.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh, man.
Salty Aaron.
All right, let's
and
start
to be
it.
Fair, most of the salt comments are coming from me and Webb.
Yeah.
Wow,
we got trending. Gaming Special Cases says Aaron hates X-Men movies. Wow, once again showing his flop taste.
Who said that?
Special cases.
Second address. Cases, you're retarded. All the X-Men movies.
Done. And, you're retarded. Done.
Mic drop.
All the X-Men movies have been terrible after one. One was barely standable.
Two wasn't that bad.
Two was terrible.
Two wasn't First that all, bad till the, till, or, no, hold on.
Number one, why do we have a saber tooth that doesn't speak English?
What's wrong with that? Why wait, is the, you sound like Donald did, Trump
in
right
first,
now.
Wait, all, in the first one?
In the first one,
he did speak English.
He did.
He had no character whatsoever, people.
No.
Name three lines he said.
Scream for
Grr,
me.
Grr. R.
And.
Scream for me.
There you go. It was stupid. He has more character, and he's way more in depth of a character for Wolverine's story, period.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Than he was in any of the X-Men movies.
I mean,
all right then. There
it's,
we go.
Yeah, he looked a lot better. Than
who was that? Ceramic Dramic?
Ceramic Dramic?
Yeah, Ceramic Dramamine.
Special cases.
Special case. Yeah, that's gaming his name is definitely fits his personality special.
Gaming since gaming.
Wow, we're gonna berate the fans.
Gaming
since
gaming. Who's he's next?
Yeah,
let's go.
No, what did he say?
He wants someone to take your salt shaker.
He wants you to shake it like a salt shaker?
No, someone to take your salt shaker.
No, there's never going to. You know who's going to take it? When I throw it at the director of X-Men.
Brian
That's
Singer?
Who's going to take Is it. Now, Singer, yes.
Special Cases does give you a pass for not liking X-Men 3.
They were all bad.
And you want to know what? That was my favorite one, X-Men 3.
And that's what's sad.
Was it because you thought it was the end of the...
No, I actually thought it was... I liked it. I liked the Juggernaut bitch line. Oh, I hated First Class, and I didn't even bother watching anything after that.
It just seems to me... I'm not going to be like, you know, if you like those movies, you weren't a comic book fan. I don't know.
No,
because
screw that.
You like those movies for the special effects, and you perceive what those people on screen are X-Men doing heroic things. It's a good movie about people with powers, but it ain't X-Men. That's what that is.
They're enhanced.
It's an X-Men movie. Kay. It's not your X-Men movie.
Special Cases
it's
says First Class was great. I beg to differ just because.
Tell Special Cases to name all the First Class and the X-Men, and you tell me if any of them people were in the damn movie.
Special Cases, I don't like to agree with Aaron on the regular, but in this case, that was not an X-Men movie. There was nowhere near, I don't want to be that guy who's like, it wasn't as accurate enough, but it was so far off base, it was just dumb.
It was. That's like saying, hey, I'm going to make a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, and we're going to put four Darkseids in there. That's what we're going to do, because that's what they did to you people. That's what they did to you.
I'd actually watch that.
You know, I don't understand why First Class take place in the 50s.
I understand that.
And then now they're 30 years later, but they look the same.
It's stupid. The First Class should have been Beast, of course. That's fine. Should have been Cyclops. Should have been Jean Grey. Should have been Angel. Should have been Iceman. They're your five.
Who do they have it in the movie? Who
they
is it?
They have, like, Havoc for some reason. They have Darwin for some awesome stupid reason. They got what's the pixie chick with the wings? I don't know.
Yeah. And,
who are these people? Who are these? They're not the First Class. They're so far off the reservation that, I don't know, that Native Americans should be offended.
Does Marvel still own those characters?
No, Marvel doesn't own it. That's the problem.
Marvel killed off X-Men, didn't they?
Now, think about it. Why would a company that has built, you know, its popularity off of those, you know, X-Men and Marvel, why would they take their comic book series and kill them off, and not kill them off, but kill off the series and be like, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. Because they feel that somebody out there is graping their series, and their name is Fox and Brian Singer. That's who that is. Those two respectively have graped the crap out of X-Men so much. I wrote an article on this too, on Nerd Reactor. And I remember it was one of my first articles. And literally, they had to put a disclaimer at the bottom saying the views of Aaron Carter. Because I wrote so much heat on that. I was like, just stop it. It was my plea to Fox. Don't make any more movies. And I just threw fuel right on the fire because they made four more after that.
To spite you.
You know what?
At the end of the credits, it's Aaron Carter. Say Aaron. In your face.
Special thanks to Aaron Carter.
Exactly.
This was his idea.
Hate is going to hate.
It's so irritating. And you know what the sad part about this is?
It
will take 20 years before we can actually get another shot at trying to make this a right movie. You have to get this crap out of people's minds first and then come back.
No, what's going to happen is that eventually Marvel will get it back. Hey!
Hey!
Follower, thank you. Thank you.
The Fallen King 867 has just got banged, and we owe you a wave. So,
Whoa! I think my wave is a little different.
No, your wave is way off.
Your wave is way off. Fallen King.
No, what will happen is Marvel will get the rights back, and then they'll make a new one, but they'll have to show it to Fox first before they.
You know what? Well, I think the thing with Marvel too, when they get their properties back, when they finally get all their properties back, they're not going to do any more origin stories. They're just going to give you, like, you know who these people are. Here's a story with their situation that they can take care of.
You don't know the right way they started.
Hey! Amateria, you just got banged too. We owe you a wave. I just want Armaterium, I'm butchering the name, is must be a giant Prison Break fan. Came in here spouting off a lot of names from Prison Break.
Teabag.
Are you sure he wasn't just calling?
Agent Kellerman.
Somebody had Teabag.
What, is he in an X-Men movie or something too?
I have no idea why.
So, sidetrack. I'm going to wrap that up on the X-Men. We can all agree that
let's put it to bed.
Yeah, it's done. Just like the franchise. It's finished.
Not until like seven more movies.
I know. But. It's so sad. Corey, do you watch iZombie?
Oh, it's good.
You said no, right?
Absolutely.
And I remember we've had this discussion before because Corey doesn't like, he's like, it's a bad
Corey doesn't like anything show, that's right? good.
Corey, do you like Teabag as an actor, though?
Oh, yeah. No, I love the guy, Robert Nepper.
Yeah, Robert Nepper. He's a good actor. Do you know who's on iZombie now?
Robert Nepper?
Robert Nepper.
I'm in.
Robert Nepper is now
I'll on start watching iZombie. It.
And you know, when I saw him walk into the to a scene, I was like, oh, crap, what is he bringing? And he totally
he
just
brought
like,
his tea bag.
He's a good actor.
He's such a good actor. Good actor. Such a good actor.
Like, I wouldn't have imagined him in the storyline for iZombie, but all of a sudden, he just walks in, he does his Nepperism, and boom.
I think he's super underrated as an actor, honestly. I think he needs to be in more stuff. He just got like a face.
He's got that Nepperism.
He's always a bad guy.
He is a bad guy.
He can't play
a
good guy.
Yeah, he can't play a good guy. If you saw him in a Superman outfit, it'd be like, what the hell are you doing? It'd probably still be better than Batman versus Superman. But that's just, you know, that's just neither here nor there. So did you guys know that the internet scours patents day in and day out looking for the next big thing that's coming out? And what they found is a new Nintendo patent for a controller. Now, this controller, Webb makes the ugliest looking face when I say that. This controller looks like it is about, I don't know, 90% touchscreen, and it is in the shape of an egg in your hand. The June patent published today, or not today, you know, whenever this article was written, by Nintendo with the United States Patent Trademark Office, features a controller dominated by the touchscreen. So they show, like, you know how patents show where they show little numbers written off from everything. It looks like there may be two buttons on the top, like your, what do they call it?
So you're holding an bumpers? Egg? It's in your bumpers, hand like this?
Go. It's in your hand like...
That's what I was thinking. It's like,
can you hold two at the same time?
You can probably hold two if you want to.
And can you swish them around?
I don't think you can swish them around. That's just gross.
You go. You give the longest explanation, and Steven goes, you mean like an egg?
What did I say?
Wait, no, what'd you say?
I said like an oval.
I killed it.
Didn't I say an oval?
No, you said egg. You said like an egg.
What's the difference? Egg's an oval shape.
I'm thinking like hard-boiled, like...
Yeah, it's basically.
When you say egg, I think a literal egg. I don't think the shape.
Well, oval.
There you go.
Lord. The patent's wordy abstract text describes the controller with a display panel / touch panel, buttons, and two sticks. I mean, you got to have two sticks, right?
Two sticks.
Yeah,
two sticks.
So can you hold the stick and then the two... And then you like...
It looks like the sticks come up from outside the touchscreen. Like the sticks are surrounded by touchscreen.
Really?
Yeah.
So like you can have juggling the two, like controlling and then like to control.
I don't know. It's...
Well, it wouldn't be what you're used to, Corey, because it's a lot smaller.
Wow.
Than what
wow.
you think.
Wow.
Well, I guess it would be what you're used to.
Wow.
Make up your mind on your joke.
Said whatever. I'm just trying to say you have a small penis, all right?
Yeah, that's pretty much the
punchline. That's where we're going here. Screw all the innuendos.
If your joke was a Telltale game.
If your joke was Final Fantasy VII,
it'd be in pieces.
So Nintendo NX, as we know, Nintendo always comes out with the crazy new thing. I mean, you came out with the Wii with the motion controls, and the Wii U just tanked with the
Nintendo's
going to
be the
tablet.
First one to just enter the VR world.
I mean,
you're in the new land.
What do you guys think about a full touchscreen controller? But it looks like your phone with two thumbsticks sticking out of it in an oval shape. That's basically what this is. How can you integrate that into video games more? Like, is that a good thing? It looks very cheap, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because it looks flat, first of all.
If you drop it, it's going to shatter and you're
most
just
likely
in the A.
Most likely. There's asbestos in the patent.
now they're just killing people? This black mold on the side?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't.
This is trying a little hard for that new, unique, you know, feel for a Nintendo system.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about that chat room? We'll go on as that marinates.
Let that marinate.
Yeah, let that marinate.
Let it soak. We got someone joining us. Yoshiokun13 saw us at one of the SAC anime panels. Looks forward to seeing us tomorrow at SAC Gamers Expo.
Hey, thank you.
Woo!
Yeah.
What's up?
He's the one that came up and did a magic show with you.
No.
magic assassination.
Yoshi-kun, you come to our booth tomorrow and mention that you were here, and we'll give you some free raffle tickets.
And apparently if you bite Aaron, you get $100 from Corey.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that still going?
That's still going. If you bite Aaron, Corey.
go ahead, Yoshi-kun.
If I bite Aaron right now, will I get $100?
Go ahead. See what happens.
See what happens.
I really want to see what happens, so somebody please do it.
Get your camera phones ready, World Star. Get your camera phones.
That's
when,
TMZ. Speaking of violence, GTA is coming out with a new DLC, everybody. Where it's gonna be able where you're gonna be able to chill with your luxury apartment and a full yacht.
You can Netflix and chill.
You could Netflix and chill with the GTA. a life of crime in GTA Online is often short and tumultuous, but they're about to make it even more better. With the exclusive, not exclusive actually, with Executives and Other Criminals DLC. What can you expect from Executives and Other Criminals, Mr. Webb?
You can expect to have luxury apartments and yachts.
Hey.
Hey. Whoa. Hey. Wow. Krugdog93 just got banged. We owe you a wave.
Hey.
Wave. Hey. Why do I feel like these are getting less enthusiastic?
Well,
like,
because I mean.
Are we all tired? Yeah. Like, yeah,
we are all out of shape.
That's more cardio than I've gotten in the past week.
Terrible. Players can gain access to customizable luxury homes. We didn't have customizable homes the last time. We just had homes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's people.
It was a pretty sweet home.
Yeah.
People populate your house, it looks like? Or was that just like a party? Like, there's a pool?
It's a party,
yeah. You can hire bodyguards and stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
The thing, yeah, so there's another thing. Jeez, can
fuck
I get to
that.
The resident notes?
I'm paying. I kill people.
But the thing is pretty cool is you pay other real-life players to be your bodyguard.
That's cool.
It's not like they're NPCs. I can
oh,
hire
are you serious?
Other people. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted NPCs.
No. You get incentives if you keep your client alive, and of course, you just get to stay alive if you're.
Who's the type of person who would play the game to be a bodyguard, though?
There's a game called Second Life, Corey.
People
yeah.
with
Millions
really
of
low
people.
Life expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
I would die for you in game, man.
Yeah, they go to prison. They just work out. So you can do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yeah, it says players gracious enough to offer their skills as a gun for hire will earn in-game money, Rockstar points, GTA cash, and stat boots for their efforts.
Stat boots?
Stat boots.
This is actually kind of cool. This kind of makes me want to buy the game.
You know,
pretty cool, right?
You guys say I don't watch good TV, but I'm really into this show Narcos. And this DLC is coming at the exact right time because I want to be a drug lord so bad. I want cronies.
I know a guy.
Yeah?
Terrible.
I might quit podcasting for drug dealing.
Yeah, you see how long that gets you.
Somos mafiosos.
That's
got the
terrible.
Next episode.
Right.
We
got the confession.
Is he Corey in jail?
No.
He said, hey guys, Corey here from San Quentin. there's different modes coming up, of course, with this this new DLC. Rockstar also added a certain free mode events will automatically adapt to players who control organizations, including King of the Hill, Moving Target, and others, and the new Extraction Adversary mode challenges two teams to either track down and rescue their executive from a downed jet or or beat the other team to go and kill the executive, you know.
That's cool.
GTA's been out for 2 years?
Three? Two? Yeah.
Still coming out with DLC for free?
Free DLC.
And
pay attention, Destiny.
Yeah. Destiny?
What? Free DLC?
The biggest fans in the room?
You thought this was
all of the year 2 DLC for Destiny is free.
Oh, all the year 2? Not from 1?
Not from
day 1?
Huh?
They learned their lesson.
No, shut that crap up.
What?
Grand Theft Auto's online executives and other criminals is scheduled for release December 15th, everybody.
I like the title, executives and other criminals.
Yeah.
They didn't give us a stuff criminals. What the hell.
They're all.
Anybody who has more money than me is a criminal.
There it is. There it is, nailed everybody. It. When we went to Reno 911, we sat on a panel with the lovely Janice Davis. And when we went to the...
Janice.
Yeah, when we went through the... terrible. When we went through the What You Playing portion of our podcast, she said she was playing one game called Star Citizen. Does everybody remember that?
No, I wasn't there.
But she wouldn't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
She was really hyped.
She was hyped about it. And you know what?
She's
I felt that
high.
Enthusiasm about this game when first heard the concept for it earlier as well. But she her enthusiastic description of the game got me more hyped for it as well. So now Star Citizen gives their backers their first taste of the full game because the alpha is coming out, everybody.
What?
Now, this is redonkulous. I got to know who's going to spend $5K to play this game because it's an investment.
The same person that's going to spend $15K on the unlimited everything pack. Did you see that?
The unlimited.
So we went to the website after you posted up in the chat saying, hey, there's a $5K version of the game. We went to the website to go look at the other prices. It goes from as low as $49.99 for your basic.
You get like one ship, and you actually have to buy insurance on your ships.
Which is ridiculous.
When you buy a ship, you get 3 months, where I'm assuming if it gets destroyed by someone else, you get another one.
So then what happens if you didn't have insurance? You just walk everywhere?
You just
float in space.
Yeah.
This game's fun.
You log on. That's what you just do. So,
almost by Venus. All right.
Come back on in a couple months.
That one looks like Uranus.
Terrible. So we went on
Why'd
the website.
Why'd you go into the Bob Dylan voice?
Did I
that looks like Uranus.
That's terrible.
<Ooh.
laughs> We went onto the website and we saw the other prices. It goes as high as 15K, sir.
So what happens? Okay, I bought my 15K ship, and then somebody's $1,000 ship comes and just blows that shit up.
Pew, pew.
Yeah,
you just asked out.
Just
that's it.
Boned out, I guess.
Oh my god, that's retarded.
Are you kidding me? What the hell is that?
That was the wrap-up for the podcast version. An hour show. If you guys don't know, we like to goof around online here on Twitch, but we also release the first hour of this weekend show as a podcast.
Yeah, we do.
On iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom.
Audio Bang.
SoundCloud.
Soon to be Google, right?
It's going
to
be on Google once Google starts getting into podcasts. So if
Amazon
you like the show...
I don't know. Does Amazon
music?
Podcasting?
No, they don't do podcasting.
No.
Oh, well, they need to.
They should. But we do this twice a week on Wednesdays. You can catch it released on Thursday. And we release the weekend show. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do because we're going to be recording live tomorrow with Andre Meadows.
Andre Meadows, the blackest of nerds.
Black Nerd Comedy is going to join us on our panel. That's going to be a lot of fun. I always like when we have a special guest.
Yeah.
Live, there's that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Anything can happen when it's live.
Jimmy Fallon can start laughing.
It's gonna be live. So
yeah. It could break.
Somebody's gonna come and throw a bucket of like horse piss at you.
You lie. It's gonna be fun.
Destiny is awesome. Throw all of a sudden
red blood
over.
Paint on you. Is that what they do? What are they?
I'm gonna apologize in advance for doing that.
Just to wrap that Star Citizen, the alpha is coming out soon, and. They're almost to 100 million backers so far.
Wow.
$100 million from backers.
And you're asking for 15K?
Yes, they are.
For a damn ship?
Yes, they are. That's terrible. I can't wait for the game, though.
That's so terrible.
It looks spectacular.
The game's gorgeous.
If you haven't already, go ahead and follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Video Game Bang or Video Game Bang Bang because you should. We talk to you there from time to time. Did you know that, David Webb?
I did know that.
That's a good thing.
Shout out to the sponsors, too.
Shout out to the sponsors, Ant Lion. Shout out to the sponsors, Corsair. Thank you, Nerd Reactor, for putting this on your website.
We're going to have, I'm telling you right now,
awkward,
legitimately, I think we're going to have the best giveaways at the Sat Gamers Expo.
Hands down. Yeah. I mean, we're the number one gaming podcast,
We're coming strong with the Corsair wireless headphones, the mouse. Like, if you guys want to win some stuff, all you got to do
is Corey's hair.
I will do that. Just come to our booth. And Macy will be there.
Macy Rose She's will be it. There. Worth. Take some pictures with her. Buy some pictures of her. You know, do...
Pictures with her.
Yeah.
What you do with the pictures afterwards is your deal.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, all the stuff and all the things.
It's going to be a fun time, though. Everybody, what is that again?
So the Scottish Rite Center.
Scottish Rite Center. At 10 and we're in the guest area because we don't show up on the thing, but we're in the guest area.
All right. For the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, and Stephen Gutierrez, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you guys have a nice, nice night, Moon Cricket.
I need some herbs.
Oh, you really ended with that.
Yes, I did.